FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND Sports. Now, here's Mike Thomas.
Major League Baseball. The Mariners managed a couple of runs late to keep from getting shut out, but lost 5-2 in Toronto to open a three-game series. J.P. Crawford and Cal Raleigh both had solo homers. Luis Castillo takes his third loss in as many starts. He's given up four runs each time. Game 2 against the Blue Jays starts today at 4. San Francisco lost to the Nationals last night 8-1. It was the debut for new addition Blake Snell. The Cy Young winner gave up three runs in three innings and then reached his pitch count and took the loss. The Giants will try to bounce back tonight. First pitch is 6:45. College baseball. Oregon State stays ranked 4th in perfect game, 5th in D1Baseball.com, the writers poll and the coaches poll, and 8th at the Baseball America poll. The Beavers are first in the conference at 8-3. Today they have Portland at Goss Stadium starting at 5:35. Oregon is 3rd of the Pac-12, playing Sacramento State at 5 today. The Ducks are now ranked in the polls, 17th in Baseball America, 18th in D1 Baseball, 19th in the Writers, and 22nd in the Coaches Poll. NBA, the Trailblazers face New Orleans tonight. They're back after the long East Coast road trip. Portland will have that same long injury report, including Jeremy Grant, as doubtful. Tip-off against the Pelicans is at 7. NFL, the Seattle Seahawks had former Oregon quarterback Bo Nix in for a visit over the weekend, according to a report. The Seahawks hold the 16th pick in the first round of the NFL draft, but don't select again until the third round, so it's likely a deal would have to be made to move up to select Nix, who many observers think is a likely second-round selection. Local action, softball and baseball, Redmond against Mountain View. Bend plays Caldera. Ridgeview and Summit tangle. Sisters battles Creswell. Lapine versus Harrisburg. From the KBND Sports Desk, I'm Mike Thomas.
UConn blew out Purdue by 15 in Arizona to capture their 6th national title, becoming the first team to go back-to-back since Florida in 07. Tristan Newton led the Huskies with 20 points, while Zach Edey, game-high 37 and 10 boards for Purdue in his final collegiate game. South Carolina's win over Iowa in the women's NCAA championship game was the most-watched basketball game since 2019. In the NBA, the Hornets have been given permission to interview Sacramento Kings G League coach Lindsey Harding for their head coaching vacancy. Harding was voted the 2024 G League Coach of the Year after leading the Stockton Kings in the Western Conference Finals in her first season as head coach. Hawks guard Trae Young, who had finger surgery 6 weeks ago, has been cleared to return to practice. Hawks hold the final play-in spot in the East. That's sports. Ron Zamos, NBC News Radio.